turn my headphones up a little?
Right.
Keith Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
That was violent. That was a violent belch. That was me all ready to kickstart the podcast in a really professional manner.
Thought I'd take you by surprise.
I'm tempted to ask you to leave.
Okay, you have to do it on your own though.
Oh, actually, no.
This is you talking to yourself for 15 minutes.
Yeah, you better stay. It's the Kiss Breakfast podcast. Welcome to episode number 10.
I quite like that. I feel quite complete hitting the double figure mark.
Are you sure that's not just the fact that you've just belched really, really loudly in a real disgusting manner at the beginning of the podcast? I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Oh yeah, I feel comfortably deflated now as well.
I'm glad. Just lost about £3 doing that. This is Matt and Caroline. We are from Kiss 101 Breakfast, and you've downloaded episode number 10 of the Kiss Breakfast podcast into double figures. We have no birthday cake. No one's bothered. Isn't it ironic how it's like our 10th? So it's our 10th anniversary of the podcast
on the and it's our second birthday.
Yeah, same week as our actual
Kiss.
The Kiss 101 birthday is on Saturday, the 6th of September. We'll be 2 years old.
Oh. Well, we're walking, we're pulling ourselves up on things now. We can talk to a degree. We ourselves a little bit and are regularly sick if we have too much cake and ice cream.
And there's a lot of on the floor when our nappies fall off and it's just disgusting.
We're trying the potty training, but we're not liking. Although if we do one, we go and find our mummy and daddy and announce that big jobbies have been done.
You see, now you're worrying me because you're talking like you still do this in real life.
I have a nephew. It's all right. Don't worry. This wasn't okay. Like, you know, my Saturday night.
Actually.
Oops.
No, let's not. No, I do have, to celebrate our birthday and our 10th podcast, 2 ring donuts.
Oh, lovely.
Left. Would you like one?
Actually, no, because one, I've already had one
you
today.
You ungrateful bitch.
No, only because I've already had one today. And also, I prefer the more custardy, jammy, delicious-y, apple-y ones. You know, the wet filled ones.
Fine. F*** you. These are nice. Ring donuts are my favourite.
I'm sure they're lovely. If they have glaze on them, I would, but I don't know.
What glaze? Like double glaze?
You know,
like,
no, you know, like Krispy Kreme.
Well, no, I don't really understand what's the difference.
We never have Krispy Kreme.
No, really, I do.
See, Krispy Kreme are very special. They're not like other donuts.
This one has got sugar on, like a sugary icing thing, and the Krispy Kreme ones are like softer. They're smooth.
Oh yeah, they're like little puffs of air surrounded by sugar. They're just amazing. I tell you what, though, if we had some like dip for those, like a chocolate dip or a jammy dip, that'd be quite cool.
Loud. I went to all the trouble of buying these, and now you're asking me for custard, for dips.
I want the moon on a stick.
Let's get on with the Kiss Breakfast podcast. What's coming up today, Ms. Caroline Cook? Tell us now.
Today we're talking about the joys of insomnia, which seems to be quite a problem when you do early mornings because you get all anxious and you can't sleep. I've had some problem with that this week. The pain in the arse that is old people who drive, that's quite annoying as well. And of course, TV Heaven, we've been celebrating all the new shows that have
celebrating.
celebrating. Some of them were really quite but we've kind of been marking the occasion in our own special way and have been dressing up, becoming the characters of our favourite shows.
That's all to come on today's Kiss Breakfast podcast, episode 10. Let's have a morning crew local radio station.
Identify yourself.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
Hey, Caro, I know how much you like your surveys.
Love them.
New survey has been done, and no longer are white van men the worst drivers on the roads.
Really?
You know how for years now everyone's blamed those white van men? They've always said, worst drivers in the world, white van men. No longer. The new worst drivers are Range Rover drivers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of their tailgating antics. They're more likely to tailgate than any other vehicle.
That drives me nuts. I do feel like slamming on the brakes and getting out and pointing to my boot and going, would you like to get in? Because, you know, their driving would imply they do. So
it depends. I can understand it. If you're one of these drivers who's on a, you know, an A road where it's a 60 limit or whatever and you're doing 40.
Oh, yeah. No, fair enough.
I say, I'm sorry, like, you deserve to be tailgated.
But if you're actually just doing the speed limit,
yeah,
it's like, you know, or even just over in certain cases, and you know, people still want to go at 90. It's like, oh.
I find that in the morning time, I don't come across too many vehicles, but when I do, if there's someone behind me, if I'm on a 30 limit, I'm going to stick at exactly 30, and they get right up my ass, and I'm like, you could be a police car, so I'm not going to go faster, am I?
Exactly. Or like, if you're on, even if you're on a motorway and you're blatantly trying to overtake a lorry or a bus, and it's really clear what you're doing, and you're obviously not going to be in that lane for very long, you just want to get round them, and they still go right up your ass
when they suddenly appear.
I know, and you're just like, come on, give me a break, just give me like 2 seconds to get around this car, and then I'll be out of your way.
That's not Range Rover drivers, that's BMW drivers.
Yes,
generally
hell yes.
Speaking. I think they've made the survey as well. Yeah. Let me tell you, right, Range Rovers at the top, then it's white vans, they come second still, and the third are BMW drivers, and the fourth, and I would have put these probably at the top, but the fourth are elderly people driving.
Yes,
because they just drive like
really annoying.
Oh, yes. Just. I mean, I'm.
And you know, sometimes when you're not even sure if there's anyone in the car, they're that low down.
they're tiny.
Can just about see the tip of a cap.
You also know when it's an elderly person because you get behind the car or whatever, and it's a car that's about 30 years old, but it's in pristine condition.
Yeah.
This is like really old Rover Montego or whatever, not
really
a scratch. Because it only goes out once a week on a Sunday for a quick drive, then it's back in the garage.
Not like me, I can barely remember to put a screen wash in. I just go, never mind, it'll rain soon. That'll clear the windscreen.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
Is it really so hard to believe?
The podcast.
Totally cream crackered this morning.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Couldn't sleep last night. I was up quite late anyway because Big Brother and all that was on. It was Live Eviction. You know, I'm like, I watched the Live Eviction, then I had to watch Big Mouth because Davina was hosting it. Then I had to watch the live feed just to see what was going on. I went to bed at, I don't know, about half midnight, something like that. And I was lying in bed.
Wow.
It was one of those.
So you got about 3.5 hours sleep.
Well, no, that's the thing.
You didn't get any sleep.
No, because I got into bed and for some bizarre reason, I wasn't tired. And it happens every so often.
You get overtired. That's the trouble.
Is that what it is, do you think? Because like at 5, 6 o'clock in the evening, I could fall asleep for the whole night.
Yeah.
But I went through it. I worked through that. And I was lying in bed. And at 2 o'clock, I got up. I actually went downstairs and thought, should I watch some telly? Because I was tossing and turning, wasn't comfortable.
And the trouble is as well, when you know you have to get up, it kind of stresses you out. I swear to God, it like releases some hormone into you and wakes you up again.
You get
stressed and think, oh no. Because I have no problems at the weekend. I can sleep right through, no problem.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, the weekend, you want to have a big night of something, you're suddenly knackered. And it's like, hang on, a weekday, I'm up all night.
I know, it's mental.
Answer me this, Caroline, because you're quite scientific.
Why is it...
All right, I go to bed.
Yeah.
Like last night, I was lying in bed for ages, just sort of really uncomfortable. But when you wake up, when you finally do drift off to sleep and your alarm goes off, why is it your bed is so much more comfortable?
I have no answer for that, but I experience exactly the same thing.
I don't get it, because you're in the same bed, you've not changed beds. It's like you're in the same
suddenly
sheets.
Suddenly it's like you're weighed down by a hippopotamus or something. You cannot drag yourself out of bed. I know.
Last night I was tossing and turning thinking, look, this isn't very comfortable, I can't get to sleep.
And also your other half has never looked more attractive and snuggly towards to snuggle up to as well. I know.
When you're an early morning person and you live with someone and you get up and you leave them, it's like, damn you.
Like, no, I want to live in there. I want to stay there.
I don't understand why the bed feels more comfortable when you get up, when the alarm goes off. Why is it so cozy when you go to bed and you can't sleep? You should be thinking, surely you should be like, oh, at least it's cozy, but it's not. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. I get overheated quite easily as well. So I need to like open all the windows and I'm removing clothing like all night. So even if I get into bed and I'm freezing, I will be boiling hot by 3 a.m. Definitely, no problem.
Even when the weather's like this?
Yeah, even when the weather's like this.
I mean, you might want to seek medical attention.
I know. I think so.
If you do have a scientific... Maybe there is a scientific reason as to why beds become more comfortable in the morning. Something happens overnight, like ghosts wander in.
I'm sure it's to do with hormone release somewhere. Yeah, I reckon. But it's your body going, don't get up, stay here because you need more sleep. That's what it's doing. So maybe it's releasing some dopamine or something. I don't know. That's my theory.
But that makes sense.
Unproven.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
So I was driving home and I noticed that the petrol was only 108.9. So I filled up, right?
Yeah.
And I went down the road like 3 miles further and it was 119 a litre.
Hello, I wasn't doing you anything, mummy.
I'm just trying to entertain you while we're playing out the clips.
Oh.
Because, you know, when we're doing the podcast, obviously we've already heard the clips because we did them first time around. So when we're playing the clips out on the podcast, I'm trying to give Caroline interesting stories, you know, to pass the time.
Who are you? Where am I?
Every time I do, she falls asleep. Every time.
That's because it's intensely boring.
Have I told you about the what they did to make the ITV2 logo change?
Oh, God, no,
Well, no, they've slanted it by a few degrees and they've moved it back and the 2 is now white instead of black.
Do you want me to slip into a coma? Because I will.
What about the Sky One logo? Should we talk about
that? No, please. Brand obsessed, crazed loon that you are.
I do notice the most random things.
Yeah. I love you, but you do, yes.
Still to come on this podcast, I think in the next part, we'll do an update on the podcast, the Matt and Caroline podcast competition.
Oh, yes.
We need an update because I don't know what's going on with it, so we'll find out in the next part. But right now, I think it's back to the highlight clips of the week. What's the next highlight clip?
That would be all about the TV heaven that we have been dressing up like all week. I'm very tired now. I don't know what I'm saying. I'll try that again. This week, we have been...
We're not editing it. We're leaving that in.
I've lost it completely now.
All week we've been dressing up as stars from various new TV shows. Look, I just did it in one.
Thank you. I know. I'm sorry. I'm exhausted. I had a nightmare last night. Woke me up.
Pathetic excuse. We've been dressing up all week as stars from TV shows. A whole bunch of new TV shows started on telly this week and the final of Big Brother. And this is some of the stuff we got up to. Listen. Every day this week to celebrate all the top new TV shows that start this week. If we just dressed up as various characters from TV.
I feel great. So, not at all like Dawn French, just in Bernard Manning's clothing. Look at this. I do. I look like a Teletubby.
Right, let me explain for you. Today we've chosen Prison Break. New series starts on Sky One tomorrow night at 9 o'clock with a double episode. and I was hoping that we'd all look really cool and like went with Miller and like, yeah.
Well, we've basically, Amy and I have got the really butch lesbian outfit and you've got the really camp outfits. You look hilarious.
We do look like we're on our way to GAY after the show, don't we?
It's I love it.
So you've got the Caroline and Amy.
I'm going to be kissing a girl and liking it. I found these hats as well that look like real convict.
Yeah,
hats.
I know. I've got one on as
they've
well.
Got proper, no. They've got
we
proper.
We look like burglars now.
You do look like proper burglars. Actually, you do look. You do, in fairness, look like you're in prison.
I feel a strong desire to go out and commit an ASBO now. We'll get an ASBO.
Caroline and Amy both wearing these like blue boiler suits with these cool. The hats are good.
Oh, we look great.
And I've got this. You don't see these in real prisons. Black and white.
You look like if anyone's seen Oh Brother, Where Out Thou when. George Clooney's like escapes from some kind of chain gang. That's what Matt looks like, only not as butch. Nowhere near as butch.
I was thinking, hey, you're being nice, George Clooney. I'm happy with that. No, I look like I'm in a cartoon. A very.
You almost like you should have Acme written on your back.
Yes, yeah. I need a bag that says swag.
Yeah, you really do.
And like a ball and chain on your foot.
Yeah,
I've got this stupid little hat as well.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Which is quite weird as well because it looks a bit like a sort of a sous chef's hat.
I mean, honestly, I was going to recreate a scene from Prison Break. Hey, come on, Lincoln, let's go and find Sarah. Oh, her head's in a box. Oh, no, what are we going to do?
Oh, you just ruined it! I haven't seen it! Oh, my... Right, no point in watching it now. Oh.
I've never seen any of
that. Honestly.
Sorry.
Oh, Matt, you're in trouble.
Oh, no. Today we're dressed up as cabin crew / pilot / airline people. Unfortunately, the shop had no male outfits left, so...
You are the epitome of trolley dolly, I have to say.
Yeah, cheers. I'm going to try and move on now with the show and try and do stuff as normal, while we're sat here wearing stupid costumes.
It's so hard to take you seriously, though.
Look.
Well, and it's also hard to control myself because you just look so sexy in that outfit. So.
Hey there. I'm getting used to it now. Starting to get comfortable as well, actually.
You need to start practicing. The exits are here, and here.
I don't actually know where the exits are in this.
Can you move your arms out there? That's quite a lot of polyester, and it might cause some chafing.
Oh, this is going to be uncomfortable. Quite like it though. We got some suggestions for names in for us as well. Post Lady said one of us could be called Dolly. That's always a good
name.
Yeah. Tracy. Someone here says Tracy's a favourite. She's normally the one that runs through the safety procedures before the takeoff.
Probably going to be like a head one as well, a more senior one called something like Fiona.
Fiona's the senior cabin crew member of staff. Hello to Danny.
You look like a Fiona today.
Hello, I'm Fiona, and I'll be taking you through.
Amy's more the unruly junior that you have to keep in line.
Thanks.
You know it's true.
Stealing food at the
and
back.
Apparently, yeah. I'm flying the plane, so we're all in a lot of trouble.
Caroline's actually the pilot wearing that length skirt. Danny reckons one of
I'll
us
I'll
could
be enjoying the gear stick later.
Hello. I've not seen Caroline yet. I'm quite intrigued because she's brought in her own Desperate Housewives gear. Come on in, Caroline Cook. And Amy.
Hi! I've gone for the tragic 80s grease-obsessed Chigra housewife. So there we go.
Oh, my God.
And I've got my own pink jelly bag and headscarf and chavvy bangles and chavvy earrings and pink leg warmers as well. Oh, and I have a pink polyester jacket, which is so artificial that if I move too quickly, I might start a small forest fire, so...
Can I just say?
Yeah.
How you doing? Actually, can I get some help?
More Earth Mother type.
I've gone with a. I need some help with this wig thing I've got here.
Oh, okay, right. Let me assist you.
Caroline, you look seriously quite hot. Today on TV Heaven, it's all about Desperate Housewives. Where's Amy? Is she coming in?
Amy's still adjusting her.
Oh, she's adjusting.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah. You might need to remove your headphones.
Right. Let me take my headphones off. Okay. Right.
Ooh, this is nice and crackly.
How's it going?
Feel good. There we go. That's it. I just pull it down a bit. You've got a bit more tissue now.
Morticia Adams?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You do. You look really... I'm here. You know, like the slightly dodgy art teacher? That's what you...
I can't...
Oh, my God. You look like that guy out of Harry Potter. With the big, long, black hair.
Oh, my God. Professor Snape. Yes, Professor Snape in a dress.
So today the idea was to dress up as Desperate Housewives. I now look like Professor Snape.
No, you look like the big giant guy.
Oh, Hagrid.
Yes.
I've come as Rex. I'm wearing Rex's eviction outfit. And actually, I've paid attention. It is. You'll see the photos online. What he does is he wears on Friday nights and eviction nights, he wears white shirt, black tie with jeans and trainers. And he, for some reason, rolls up the jeans like it's supposed to be cool.
So you can see the trainers.
Well, so you can see his bottom of his legs. And
maybe
his ankles.
It's in case it's raining outside and he doesn't want his jeans to get wet.
Or maybe it's because he's just a massive idiot.
Hey, he's Rex to win. Joe, yesterday...
I don't care. I don't know what's going on anyway. I haven't seen it for weeks.
Yesterday, I went onto Facebook and I hardly ever go on Facebook. I updated my status. I never do that either. And I updated my status just saying Rex to win. The amount of people that message me saying how much in the wrong I am for... Don't vote for Rex. He's rubbish. I'll vote for who I want. Rex is the best. Anyway, we haven't got much else clothing-wise. We've got some bits and pieces.
Brilliant.
For you two. Now, who's Kat and who's Mikey? Caroline, you're Mikey. Right. What I've got is I've got some face masks. So we can put these on.
Oh, that's disturbing. he has got...
Life-size face of Mikey. Would you like that?
Oh, not really.
Give him a kiss. Guess I have no... Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh.
Kiss him. And you can be Kat. She's been booted out now, but you can be Kat, Amy, because you're about the same height.
It's not coming out of his nose.
Yes, it is. you can be a proper Mikey. We've got life-size face masks. We can put these on for the rest of the show today.
The rest of the show.
I'm not kidding. I'm feeling a little bit... Ugh, I put my face in it.
But you have to be Mikey, because Mikey's quite tall, you're quite tall, and Amy's quite short, and Kat's quite short, so it works. And Rex, to be honest, you can't tell the difference.
I have to say, it's a bit... If you were more ginger, actually, you two could be related.
We're brothers, secret brothers.
Yeah, Matt's quite strawberry blonde anyway, but you need to be a bit more ginger to sort of match up with him. But you've got the blue eyes, you kind of... Yeah, it's weird.
Rex is a legend. That's why
he's... Rex.
Yes, yeah. We're secret brothers, that's what we are. So, we're going to wear these today for the rest of the show. I'll be honest with you, it's not the best of outfits, but you can see the pictures online later.
Yours hasn't even got a top of its head.
No, the top of his head. My top of Rex's head has been demolished, apparently. So I don't know, I'll just be headless slightly.
I suppose, it's all right. I suppose you can just lower it down slightly to match up with your own head and it'll be fine.
We can find a little hat or something. See,
yeah, you need a hat.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I know. You should wear the WKD hat, I think.
Yeah, because Rex is often wearing a giant orange WKD hat in the house.
Well, maybe he'll see it and go, I've never thought about drinking copious amounts of Alka-Pots before, but as my good friend Matt Rogers does, and he looks so much like me, maybe I'll start, and then you can share blue luxury drinks together.
Okay, this is all getting a little bit surreal now.
Because this is totally normal. Obviously, putting paper masks of Big Brother characters on their heads.
There's no budget. This didn't cost anything. I've just been cutting out my Rex mask.
Yes.
Right.
That is quite disturbing, actually.
I look good. I look good. Come on, do your Mikey one. Let's do it.
I'm not kidding.
Come on.
I don't like this.
Ugh. Let's get into the face mask mode.
Okay.
Go on, that's it. Talk to me in a Scottish accent.
I can't do a Scottish accent.
Go on, do a bit of Ochai the Nu.
No, that's really... No, I will really upset people if I start doing that.
Well, I can't... Ochai the Nu. See, I can do it.
Hello, my name is Mikey. I can't eat anything without spilling it down myself.
That's weird. I've just been cutting mine out. Why do you always stick your tongue out when you're cutting stuff out? You notice that?
Oh, yeah, when you're concentrating.
I was just cutting around my Rex head, and I had my tongue out the whole time.
That's true.
Don't know why. Just did. It's attractive as well.
It really is. It makes you look a bit like you're four.
Identify yourself.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
The Kiss Breakfast podcast, episode number 10 with Matt and Caroline. Good times this week. I've got used to dressing up, I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of getting into the swing of it.
I'm actually going to feel quite bereft this weekend when I'm not wearing a costume, I think.
It's been quite weird. In fact, we're sat here right now. I'm still in my Big Brother costume that we had. We're recording.
We made face masks for ourselves. Matt could be Rex anyway, which is quite scary. As you'll see from the pictures, if you go to totalkiss.com/101.
I don't have, in my wardrobes at home, I don't have any kind of fancy dress or anything like that because I just have normal clothes. And what is weird is I'm quite similar to Rex, although I'm a nicer person. I like to point that out.
Yes, you are nicer.
I'm not the bully boy everyone says he is, although he's not. He's actually a nice guy, but people are making him out to be this vindictive killer or something. Anyway, I looked through my wardrobe for stuff that might look like Rex, and I actually have his exact eviction outfit that he's worn a few times, which is the... he's got the white shirt, black tie, jeans turned up at the bottom, and white trainers. And that's what he's worn several times. I had the whole outfit.
We have to, at some point, get him in or have you guys meet, because you are obviously destined to be very good friends. And I think this could be the friend that you need. You need that best friend in your life. And Rex might be it.
Now, we're recording this podcast on the Thursday, and obviously the Big Brother final is tomorrow night, the Friday, but you might be downloading this after the final.
Yeah.
So you might know who's won and we don't at this point in time. I'm going to say well done now to the winner. Should we say well done to the
winner?
Well done to the winner, providing it's Rex. If it's anyone else, no.
Well, I don't watch it, so I don't care.
Well, can you just say Rex to win, then?
Oh, Rex to win.
Rex to
Fine.
Win.
It could be really horrible for all I know, because I never watch it.
He's not. He's amazing.
Okay, I'm sure he is. I take your word
for it.
Can
you put a few calls in for him?
Can I put a few calls in for him?
Vote for him a few times. Just do it for me.
No, because I never do that, because I'm not a loser.
The final's on tomorrow night. I'm very excited about it. And the winner, you probably agree with me here, and this is the case of many reality shows, but especially Big Brother, the winner should be someone who's deserving, who's provided the most entertainment.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
I don't think it should be the nicest person, because a lot of people are like, oh, Rachel should win. She's from South Wales. She's local and stuff. She is a nice person, but I don't want a nice person to win, because that's a bit boring.
I kind of agree with you, unless they're so vile, abhorrent, hateful and mean that they just shouldn't really exist in the world at all.
If you read some papers, they'd make you believe that's what he's like, but Rex is not.
I have watched Big Brother in the past, and there have been some people who come into that category who I just thought, no, they can't win just because they're going to be supported in the inflation of their own ego, and I just can't bear that. So,
well, no, Rex is nothing like that. Trust me, you don't watch the show, so I can say what I like.
Okay, I believe you.
Let's before we wrap up, because is that the end of the podcast for today?
Yes.
It almost is. Before we wrap it up, we need an update on the Matt and Caroline podcast competition. The podcast competitions, which we've been running now for, 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah, I think so.
We've been giving you the chance to win a couple of Xbox games. Xbox, the original Xbox, not the 360. What was your teddy?
A random cuddly lion that was won at a fairground.
That's right. And did we throw something else in?
Yes, a big fat pile of really crap movie merchandise.
That's right. Yeah. What film was it from? Just random films?
We've got all sorts of random, terrible films that...
Like baseball caps
and
stuff.
We only get merchandise... I can't do moo-moo words today. We only get merchandise from rubbish films because good ones don't need to publicise themselves.
That's the thing. You find that movies that are really cack will send you loads of stuff if they want you to talk them up. And
it's like CDs. We always get loads of bad CDs, don't we, that we're never going to play.
Yeah, exactly. So, let's get an update on this big competition. The big competition was we had all this stuff. Every week we've added to the pile and we're looking for the first person to email and say they want it. And Caroline, we gave out your email address last week.
Yes, we did.
And have we had a winner?
Nope, because no one wants it.
This is getting embarrassing now. Why?
What do you mean guessing? It got embarrassing about 4 weeks ago.
Look, we've seen the numbers. People do download the podcast, right? So, you know, if you're listening to this, you might as well send us an email because you get free stuff. All right, it's
But you could take it to a car boot sale.
Yeah. I'm going to add something to it.
Go on then.
Ready?
Yeah.
I found this.
Okay.
In case that we needed to add something to the prize pile for the Matt and Caroline competition. It's this cup.
Oh, splendid.
It's a cup that you get in cinemas, that you know, ones that you can refill, plastic
now,
cup thing.
This is the exception to our aforementioned rule, because it's actually from a very good film. It's a piece of crap, but it's from a really good film. It's from Juno, which is just astonishingly, fabulously wonderful. So we kind of have to take back everything we just said about the
stuff we get. I've just realised that.
This makes it a better prize
because last week we added the awful stuff to the prize pile.
We did actually have some decent stuff for this, which was the hamburger phones, which are incredibly cool, but they got stolen the minute they got in because they were actually worth something.
Yeah, that's
whereas
right.
We're just left with the smoothie cups now.
So we got, you can't have the hamburger phone. I believe I've seen it in Home and Away in the diner.
Mm.
I think Alf,
it looks just like
Alf
that,
stole
yeah.
it. Juno cup. So I'm going to add this.
Yeah. I think we might have given one of those away a long time ago, actually, when they first came in.
I was going to say, Juno has been out on DVD for ages.
I know.
This is very old now.
I think one hamburger phone got stolen and one we gave away.
Right.
And so, that's what's left. A piece of plastic rubbish there.
We did say we're just going to keep adding we're just going to add shit to it every week until we get someone winning. Now, if you're listening right now, just pick up your email. No, you don't say that, do you? You don't pick up your email.
Do you think we should put this on our website? Just put a winner.
No.
Bag of
No, it's a podcast exclusive. Only people who listen to the podcast can win. Just send Caroline an email with your name and address on it. Okay, that's all you have to do. You'll win. Just for sending her email, the Juno cup, the movie merchandise that's awful.
Can you specify that it's to do with the podcast, though? Because I get a lot of emails and I might forget.
Good point,
Say, stupid,
I want to win the stuff on the podcast.
Yeah.
Say that, put your name and address on there and send it to the email address, which is...
caroline@totalkiss.com.
Brilliant. I think we'll get a winner.
Nope.
No. We're going to be doing this, right? 8 years.
Why would anyone want this stuff? Why? This is the kind of stuff that people clear out of their attics and get rid of. They don't want to, acquire it.
If you want this crap, you just have to send Caroline an email. Maybe next week we'll have a winner. If not, this is just getting ridiculous now. We'll just have to add something reasonably decent.
If we keep adding, we're not going to actually have any room to move around the studio anymore, so please someone claim this.
That's a good point. Postage is going to cost us a fortune.
I know.
Right.
Sure you want to do this.
If not, I tell you what, we'll give it 1 week. If no one has emailed by this time next week, we close it.
Okay.
We just throw it in a bin.
Charity shop.
Really?
Charity shop.
Would a charity shop really want this plastic mug?
No, but it looked like we care then.
Oh, yeah, good point. So. Right, podcast over for another week. We are back with another one next week. It'll be episode number 11, and it'll be the last one before we're away on our holes.
Yay!
So make the most. Don't yay. It's sat boo.
No, boo. Again, but I'm so looking forward to my holiday. I will be sorry to go, obviously. I love it here, but I need a break.
Right.
I need some sleep.
Next week then, final podcast for a few weeks, so make sure you download it. You can listen to us weekday mornings, though. We're on 6 until 9, Monday through Friday, Kiss 101 on 101 FM, 97.2 DAB, and other means like those computer things that hook up to the interweb. I don't really understand them. They're all very modern to me. I personally rather sit down with a typewriter and write letters to my pen pals.
Can't be doing with these newfangled devices.
Oh, God, no. So that's it for this week's podcast. We're going to end on Caroline saying something nice, because it is nice to have something nice at the end of a nice podcast.
All right, then.
So if you wouldn't mind, Caroline...
Oh, puppies.
That was frightening. That wasn't nice. That was actually frightening. Do something nice.
I don't know.
Hurry up, you c***!
I can't think of anything. Something nice. I don't know. I'm not a very nice person this week. Yeah. I can't think of anything.
Caroline has a heart of stone. Can't think of anything nice at all. Something nice to say. Just think of something nice.
Oh, I love orangutans. I like their little funny faces and the way that when they become fully grown, they look like little old hairy men.
Kiss Breakfast, the podcast. Get more Monday to Friday from 6.